From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Winter is roaring back in the Deep South. Florida Public Radio's Tramell Gomes reports flurries have been reported as far south as Jacksonville.
Flurries were reported from Homerville, Georgia, all across North Florida. It's just enough to get Floridians excited over the prospect of actually seeing snow after going through record cold temperatures in parts of the state. As a cold front blankets the Northeast with snow, it's forcing airlines to either cancel or delay flights into places like New York. Florida will experience its third Arctic cold front of the month, bringing three nights of freezing temperatures beginning tonight. The National Weather Service is expecting it to dip into the low 20s in parts of Palm Beach County as the front makes its way south. Last winter, there were trace amounts of snow in North Florida. A more significant snow event of several inches was back in 1989. The chill is prompting officials to open shelters around the state. For NPR News, I'm Tramell Gomes in Port St. Lucie.
The storm is moving up the Atlantic seaboard. Parts of New England could get up to a foot of snow. Driving's expected to be hazardous, and hundreds of flights have been canceled. The British government is moving to help travelers stranded in airports. It's planning to impose stiff fines on airports that don't look after passengers hit by delays. Larry Miller reports the crackdown comes after last week's snow-related shutdown of London's two main airports.
Hundreds of thousands of passengers were stranded at both London Heathrow and Gatwick airports on one of the busiest travel weekends of the year, among them Sarah Randall's family. Interviewed at the time, she said they were forced to sleep on a Heathrow terminal floor.
We were told that staff were looking after us. There was no one there. We were left cold, hungry, tired. We were like the homeless.
The government doesn't want this to happen again. The transport secretary says regulators will be given the power to impose multi-million-dollar fines when airports don't prepare properly for the weather. He says it's unacceptable. Heathrow faces no penalty after last week's debacle. The airport, operated by a Spanish company, ran out of de-icing fluid and refused help from the Army and the airlines. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Food distribution centers are temporarily closed in northwest Pakistan following the suicide bombing that killed more than 40 people. The centers feed thousands who've been displaced by fighting between the Pakistani military and insurgents. The Marines got a Christmas visit from their commander-in-chief. President Obama and the First Lady visited the mess hall on the Marine Corps base in Honolulu, greeting service members during their Christmas dinner. They shook hands, posed for pictures, and admired babies during the visit. In his weekly media address, President Obama urged Americans to remember military families and offer them help over the holiday season. This is NPR. Didn't get enough of the mall before Christmas? Retailers hope you'll be back today, continuing the kind of spending that's made this a very good season for them. Plenty of bargains will be available. The next few days, though, amount to only about 10% of the holiday shopping season and can account for 15% of spending. This is the next-to-last weekend of the NFL's regular season. NPR's Tom Goldman reports only four teams have clinched playoff berths so far.
There are 20 teams still with a chance to get to February's Super Bowl. That includes three from the lowly NFC West division, where the Seattle Seahawks, San Francisco 49ers, and St. Louis Rams all have losing records. The Rams host the 49ers today. Another key game matches the New York Giants against the Green Bay Packers. The Giants are coming off an embarrassing loss to Philadelphia last weekend. New York led by 21 points in the fourth quarter before losing on a punt return for a touchdown on the last play of the game. The Giants still can clinch a playoff spot with a win today, but it won't be easy. The game is in Green Bay, where the Packers, who are fighting for a playoff berth themselves, have only lost once this season. Also, Green Bay starting quarterback Aaron Rodgers is expected to play after missing the past 2 weeks recovering from a concussion. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
A survey of California's mountain plovers is about to get underway. It's expected to help federal officials decide if the bird should be listed as threatened. A report in the Sacramento Bee says the survey will take place over 4 days in January and will be conducted by the Audubon Society. Environmentalists say the plover's numbers have dropped across much of its regular habitat. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington. Support.